Socialist Party members fight for LGBTQ+ rights at Pride events. Leicester. Thousands attended Leicester Pride on the 2nd of September, assisted by one of the few sunny days this summer. Leicester Socialist Party applied to have a stall in Abbey Park, the venue for the festival. Clothing company Bizzle Bizzle replied, stating that pitch prices started at £300. We responded with the following email. Thank you. We are only a small organization and £300 is beyond our means. It's disappointing that the Socialist Party is unable to have an official presence, given our role in the past. The Socialist Party and its predecessor, Militant, have a proud history of struggle against all forms of oppression. In fact, the first Pride march in Leicester would not have taken place without the intervention of the Socialist Party. The organizers of the Pride march were threatened by the National Front, and were considering calling off the march. Socialist Party members suggested a march against prejudice, to strengthen the march and increase numbers. We called on our members from other parts of the country, to help with safe stewarding of the march as the National Front was threatening to attack it. Two members of the Socialist Party, myself and Steve Score, had threatening visits from the National Front to our homes prior to the march. The National Front turned up on the day, but, due to our effective stewarding, they were not able to intimidate the march. Unsurprisingly, we have had no response. Although Leicester Pride is registered as a charity, big business has extended its grip on the festival with corporate sponsorships from the likes of Next and Cigna. There was some trade union presence from the Leicester and District Trades Council, the New and Unite. We set up our stall outside the gates to the festival, only to be asked to move further away. Undaunted, we set up further down the street. Our Pride leaflet was received eagerly by many. Heather Olling, Leicester Socialist Party.